听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, friends. Thanks for joining us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide today. My name is Steve. Today we talk about a topic that's close to my heart, March Madness. Every year at this time, college and university basketball teams compete to determine the country's best team. It's madness because so many people enthusiastically follow the games. And many of these fans are people who don't follow other basketball games during the season. Let's preview a few words before we read. The first is anticipated, as in, this is the most anticipated concert of the year. All my friends are going. The second word is legacy. Many people are familiar with Mother Teresa's legacy of helping the poor. And finally, the interesting noun, underdog. As in, this is the first time Nathan has competed at this level, so he is considered the underdog. Now, please open your magazines to page 24 and follow along as we begin reading.
March Madness. College basketball scores big this month. Where do you find face-painted college students, sharply dressed business people, and pom-pom-waving grandmothers mixed together? The answer? The NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, a competition in which America's best college teams fight to become the national champion. Held each March, the highly anticipated tournament wraps up the college basketball season. The games, which begin this week, create such a frenzy that the tournament is referred to as March Madness. Since its start in 1939, March Madness has built a rich sports legacy, complete with fabled team dynasties, determined underdogs, and heart-stopping finishes. Fans everywhere fill out brackets in an attempt to pick the winner of college basketball's most coveted crown.
Hi, friends, and welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And today we're talking about something big in American culture this month, in the month of March. We're talking about March Madness. And if you know what that word madness means, you know that we're talking about some kind of craziness happening in the month of March.
And all of this madness is related to college basketball. If you look at your deck, it says college basketball scores big this month. So we're talking about students who are in college who play basketball. Now, Chip, I have a question that I would like to give you. It comes from the first line of your text. Chip, where do you find face-painted college students, sharply dressed or well-dressed business people, and pom-pom-waving grandmothers mixed together?
Woo!
What are you doing?
I am not a grandma. I'm not a grandmother, but I am waving pom-poms in the air.
So what is a pom-pom? That's our first more information word. Could you tell us what that means?
Well, I think this is a pom-pom. This is a red pom-pom, this is a yellow pom-pom, and I think a pom-pom is basically a ball of fluffy material that you would use to cheer on your team that you want to win.
Okay, so where do we find all of these people mixed together? The answer, the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Now, NCAA stands for National Collegiate Athletic Association, Sometimes we call it the NCAA, and the NCAA is just an organization that sponsors all these athletic events that go on in colleges around the country.
Right, and actually, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say NCAA. It's almost always NCAA. And yeah, this is pretty interesting because we have a lot of craziness that surrounds professional sporting events like the World Series in baseball or the Super Bowl in American football. But this is craziness around college basketball, non-professional basketball.
Yes, your text says it's a competition in which America's best college teams fight to become the national champion. So we're going to learn a little bit more about that today. Next, it says, held each March, the highly anticipated tournament wraps up the college basketball season. Now, that word anticipated is an important one to understand. Chip, what does it mean if something is anticipated?
Well, it comes from the verb anticipate, and to anticipate something means that you look forward to something. And specifically, you look forward to something with great excitement. There's something in the future that you're really excited about, so you're anticipating it.
And you know, since we're from America, we've both experienced this excitement. We've both anticipated March Madness and watching our favorite teams play to win the tournament. Now, these games, which actually begin this week, create such a frenzy that the tournament is, as we've already said, referred to as March Madness. And this has been going on for a very long time. How long has this tournament been going on, Chip?
Well, since its start in 1939. So it's been a long time.
That's 70 years.
70 years of madness in the month of March. So this madness began in 1939. So this tradition of March Madness began 70 years ago.
Yes, and March Madness has built a rich sports legacy, complete with fabled team dynasties, determined underdogs, and heart-stopping finishes. Now, before we go over some of those words, let's take a break and go to Grammar on the Go.
Hello, friends. How are you doing? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. I have some friends who are so into basketball, and with March Madness going on, this is certainly one of the most exciting times of the year for them. Some of my friends did say they want to come out and play some ball, but I think I might be a little early. So why don't we go ahead and go over today's grammar tip sentence. March Madness has built a rich sports legacy, complete with fabled team dynasties, determined underdogs, and heart-stopping finishes. Notice the phrase, complete with. It basically means, which includes. So the fabled team dynasties, determined underdogs, and heart-stopping finishes are all part of the March Madness sports legacy. When you're writing about something that includes a list of descriptions, consider using complete with. Of course, nothing wrong with using which includes, but why not try a different wording? Using complete with creates a stronger impression in the minds of the reader that the list of descriptions covers all aspects. For example, you could say, get this one-of-a-kind vacation package complete with a five-night stay at a five-star resort, your very own private beach, and free access to the resort spa. Or, the DVD of that movie is now available, complete with the music video of the soundtrack, interviews with the cast, and the trailer of the sequel. Well, that's it for now. I think I see my friends over there, so I'm going to run over there and join them. This is Liz signing off with Grammar on the Go. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. We have a word bank word in the first part of that sentence, which reads, March Madness has built a rich sports legacy. And that word legacy is a good word. That word means something that's been handed down from the past. So people in earlier generations have handed down this rich tradition or this rich sports legacy of March Madness.
Our sentence here also talks about determined underdogs, and that word underdogs is also an important word. An underdog is a person or a team who is expected to lose because they are maybe in a weaker position. Sometimes for fans, it's very exciting to cheer for the underdogs, though, and to see the underdogs win because it's not expected.
It's always exciting to cheer for the underdog and for the underdog to win.
Yes. Now, one thing that fans everywhere do for March Madness is they fill out brackets in an attempt to pick the winner of college basketball's most coveted or wanted crown. So what's a bracket, Chip?
Well, a bracket is usually a chart that has a list of the teams that are in the competition, and not only a list of the teams, but it shows you which team plays which team. And you can fill out a bracket, which means you can guess to see, or you can guess which team will win and go to the next round of the competition.
All right, so that's what we have to teach you right now about March Madness. We're going to go to chat room, and we'll see you later.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken, and Beth is joining me in the chat room today. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. Today, we're learning about March Madness, the NCAA men's basketball tournament. So, Ken, do you follow the NCAA tournament?
No, not really. But according to our article, this highly anticipated tournament wraps up the college basketball season. You know, I'm a little confused about this usage of wraps up here.
Ah, good question. To wrap something up means to bring it to a conclusion. If something is wrapped up, it means it's settled or finalized. For example, Professor Hansen wrapped up the seminar with a question and answer session.
Oh yeah, I've heard people say, let's wrap it up. What they mean is, let's finish this.
That's right. You may have also heard the expression, it's a wrap. It's a wrap means it's finished. Often this is used in reference to movies or filming. If the director says, it's a wrap, then everyone knows they're done.
Wrap, W-R-A-P, 原本是包起来的意思，但是片语 wrap up 表示结束、完成的意思。比如说 ,he wrapped up the meeting with a speech, 他用一篇演讲来结束这场会议。如果你要叫大家赶快结束一件事，你可以说 let's wrap it up。另外呢，一个导演在拍戏拍了一整天之后，可以说 it's a wrap, 就是结束、收工了。Beth, I've also heard people say something is...Under wraps, what does that mean?
If something is under wraps, it's being kept secret. It makes you think of something being covered. For example, the beverage company keeps its soda recipes under wraps. People often use this idiom with the word keep. Keep something under wraps.
So if I don't want people to share what I've told them, I can say to them, keep the information under wraps?
You've got it.
Okay, one more.I've heard someone say wrapped up in. People say that they are wrapped up in their schoolwork. What does that mean?
If you're wrapped up in something, then you are so involved in it that you have little time for other activities.
Keep 某样东西或某一件事 under wraps 就是保密的意思。Keep it under wraps, 不要泄露出去。注意 wraps 要用复数。另外，如果一个人是 wrapped up in something, 字面上是被包起来，也就是忙于某一件事的意思。
Well, it's time to wrap up today's chat room, but stay with us. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Welcome back, everyone, to Studio Classroom Worldwide. It's fun, it's crazy, it's madness. We're talking about March Madness, and it describes the craziness that is created by the biggest non-professional basketball competition in America. Let's look at the word aptly for a moment. Aptly, as in the news reporter aptly called the disaster the worst one to ever hit that area. Okay, now it's time to take a closer look at how this famous basketball tournament works, we're now on page 25. Please follow along as we read.
March Madness. How the tournament works. Of the more than 300 NCAA Division I men's teams, the 64 best are selected to play in the tournament. Careful decisions are then made to divide the 64 teams into four regions, which are evenly matched groups in terms of strength. Tournament games are played around the country at certain venues, and teams are eliminated as soon as they lose. The last four teams, aptly named the Final Four, play in the last three games. Those games, which take place in April, are the most watched as they determine the NCAA champion.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the craziness in the month of March, or March Madness, and now we're going to talk about how this tournament, this NCAA basketball tournament, works.
According to your text, it says, of the more than 300 NCAA Division I men's teams, the 64 best are selected to play in the tournament. Now, 64 out of 300, it seems like you have to be pretty good to be able to get into the NCAA March Madness tournament.
Sure, and we're talking about the NCAA Division I men's team. So this is the highest level of collegiate basketball in America.
And careful decisions are then made to divide these 64 teams into four regions, or four sections of the country, which are evenly matched groups in terms of strength.
Right. These regions, these four regions, are the South, the East, the West, and the Midwest, which is in central United States. And those regions are grouped so that there's an even level of competition within those regions.
So tournament games are played around the country at certain venues or locations where something takes place. And teams are eliminated as soon as they lose. So if you lose your first game, you are out of the tournament. You're no longer allowed to play.
Right. You are removed from the competition. And the last four teams are called that competition. So the last three games is called the Final Four, because you have four of the final teams that have survived throughout the entire competition so far.
And our text says that these last teams are aptly named the Final Four. That word aptly is another one of our word bank words. If something is aptly named, it's named exactly. It's very suitable or correct to name it that.
It's an appropriate name for these Final Four teams, because they're the Final Four teams. Now, they play in these games, which take place in April, which is the month after May or March, and they are the most watched as they determine the NCAA champion.
So if you ever have a chance to watch some NCAA March Madness tournament, I think you'll like it very much if you're a basketball fan, and maybe you can pick a team that you want to support and you can fill out some brackets and guess who might win. We'll be cheering for our favorite team this year. And right now, we're going to go to a skit. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you later.
March Madness is scoring big this month.
March Madness? Oh, you mean the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
That's exactly what I mean. This competition has become a rich sport legacy.
I know. Oh, I know. I anticipate this competition every year.
Me too. Who will the national champion be? Did you fill out your brackets?
Oh, yes. I've picked my winner, a fabled dynasty. And you?
No. A determined underdog will win the coveted crown.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Well, the 64 teams are ready to compete. Everyone is excited.
Yeah. Hey, look at that guy with the painted face.
Oh, look, there's a guy in a business suit.
And there's Grandma with her pom-poms.
What a frenzy.
Yeah, you know, my favorite part is the final four.
Oh, aptly named, because there will be four teams that play the final games.
Yeah, and I can't wait.
But you have to wait. The final four games aren't until April.
I know. But meanwhile, let's enjoy the March Madness!
Yeah! Go, team, go! A Dynasty team is sure to win!
No, no, no! It's going to be an underdog team this year!
Dynasty!
Underdog!
Dynasty!
This March marks the 70th anniversary of the first NCAA Men's Basketball Championship, which was played in 1939 in Illinois. This year, the championship games will be held on April 4th and 6th in Detroit, Michigan. The final 16 teams left in the NCAA tournament are called the Sweet 16. The last eight are nicknamed the Elite Eight. And the final four teams are, appropriately enough, called the Final Four.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点是 anticipate 这个过去分词，它是 anticipate 预期、期望或预料这个动词的过去分词，在这里有形容词的功能，意思是期待的或预期的。例如 ，Many movie stars have already arrived in Cannes to attend the highly anticipated film festival. 许多影星已经到达坎城，要参加众所期待的影展。或者是 ，This month's anticipated unemployment figure is lower than last month's. 这个月估计的失业率数字比上个月低。接下来我们要看的是 underdog 这个名词。Underdog 本来是指打斗斗败的。狗在这里是指竞争失败者或者是处于劣势的一方。例如 ,in their soccer match with Argentina, Japan is considered the underdog. 与阿根廷进行足球赛的日本队伍相较起来是比较弱的队伍。或者是 ,many of the audience members cheered for the underdog during the boxing match.拳击赛中观众中有许多人都替处于劣势的那一方加油欢呼。接下来我们看的是 aptly 这个副词，它的形容词 apt 是指贴切的或恰当的，所以副词 aptly 是指贴切的或恰当的。例如 The album's title aptly describes the feeling its music will bring to listener.这张专辑的名称恰如其分地形容它的音乐会带给人的感受。或者是 The teacher was aptly nicknamed Chaplin by his students because of his mustache. 这个老师留小胡须，学生们很贴切地替他取了卓别林的外号。And that's all for today's language tips. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
March Madness.College basketball scores big this month. Where do you find face-painted college students, sharply dressed business people, and pom-pom-waving grandmothers mixed together? The answer? The NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, a competition in which America's best college teams fight to become the national champion. Held each March,The highly anticipated tournament wraps up the college basketball season. The games, which begin this week, create such a frenzy that the tournament is referred to as March Madness. Since its start in 1939, March Madness has built a rich sports legacy, complete with fabled team dynasties, determined underdogs, and heart-stopping finishes.Fans everywhere fill out brackets in an attempt to pick the winner of college basketball's most coveted crown. How the tournament works. Of the more than 300 NCAA Division I men's teams, the 64 best are selected to play in the tournament. Careful decisions are then made to divide the 64 teams into four regions, which are evenly matched groups in terms of strength. Tournament games are played around the country at certain venues, and teams are eliminated as soon as they lose. The last four teams, aptly named the Final Four, play in the last three games. Those games, which take place in April, are the most watched as they determine the NCAA champion.
Now, there are many people who prefer watching college basketball to professional basketball. What do you think the differences are between the two? We have a few more questions to help get you thinking in English. They can be found there on page 24, and we hope you take advantage of those. Tomorrow, we are going to ask an expert about outer space. You won't want to miss it. The lesson should be out of this world. Until then, everyone here at Studio Classroom Worldwide hopes that you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye, everyone.